We're coming to chapter Mishnah 4. Cheresh shot of a katan, pigas, and ra'a. So if you, he says, if you come into contact with a deaf, mute, a mentally defective person or a man, it's a bad thing. Why is it a bad thing? Because they like win whichever way. You'll see now, whatever. You can't win. So if you injure them, chav. So you got to pay them all five categories. But if they injure someone else, puturin, then they don't have to pay because they don't have mental competence. Yeah. So, you know, you can't win. Evid va'isha pikasan ra'a. No comments now, George. Injuring a woman or a slave also is a bad thing. You can't win. Because if you injure them, chav, you're obligated to pay all of the damage. V'heim shechav li v'acherim paturin. But if they injure someone else, they are patur. Aval mishalmin la'achar zman. But they pay after time. And when do they pay? Niskasha ha'isha, when the woman gets divorced, then she would be obligated to pay. And nishtachra ha'evid, or when the slave is free, chayavin l'shalem. So at that point, they would be obligated to pay, because at that point, they would get like full control back over their assets. Because the slave, well, the money's not theirs anyway. And the woman, all her stuff is mortgaged to her husband. Like, remember, he gets the usufruct, etc. And only if she gets divorced does it move fully back into her domain. And
does the husband have to pay for damages?
No. So that's what he's saying, that only after she gets divorced. He says for any injury they cause before the divorce or being freed, so when they're free or they get divorced, at that point they become obligated to pay.